Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by Dr. David Chow. He is at Pro Football Doc on the Twitters. Dr. Chow, appreciate you hopping on today.
Oh, thank you for having me. Perfect timing. Just finished with surgery, so the timing's just right.
Absolutely. Let's get to the latest with Hollywood Brown. I'm sure a lot of people have questions about what's going on with Hollywood Brown. So this is the latest from Albert Breer. The Chiefs are opening wide receiver Hollywood Brown's practice window today, per a source. Hope that he'd be able to return this week or next, so he's right on time. The first step in getting him back into game action. Take us through the process and what is currently happening with Hollywood Brown.
Well, first of all, let's be clear that this is a very unusual injury. It's not the typical AC joint, which is an acromioclavicular injury, an injury to the collarbone joint at the shoulder side. This is at the sternum, SC joint, or on the chest side. And it's similar to what Tyreek Hill had in Kansas City years ago before going to Miami. Of course, he had a hospital procedure to reduce it, but his stayed in where he didn't need surgery and he returned. This one is unusual and is uncharted territory in the NFL. I've done this surgery before. It's not very common surgery. I'm not aware of anyone having it done in the NFL before through Sports Injury Central, and you know how we track people at SICScore.com. I haven't personally done it. I'm not aware of it being done on another player. So this is why it's a little bit uncharted waters.
So let's, maybe talk a little bit more specifically about the injury. What is your biggest worry? You mentioned that this is uncharted territory. Is this him getting hit on the shoulder and it kind of undoing everything that's happened? What is a concern with him moving forward?
Well, the concern from the start is if you dislocate your sternoclavicular joint and it somehow presses on the big vessels in your chest and the sternum and somehow tears or damages it, that's obviously very concerning. This is why sometimes and often they go to the hospital for a reduction. The concern with Hollywood Brown is apparently, as Rick Burkholder explained, and he's an excellent athletic trainer, that it kept coming back out of place. And so they're worried if he gets hit again that it would somehow, you know, damage vessels in his chest, which is a no-go, obviously. Thus, he had the surgery. Now that he's had the surgery, and when it was first announced that he had the surgery, I think most of major media said he was done for the season. And I was like, you know, not so fast. I think he could return. And right now, obviously, he's a little bit even ahead of pace. I think he's going to look great at practice because, remember, the issue is this doesn't prevent him, and he's been doing all the drills and running and doing everything else. The question is, when can he take contact, and will this re-injure the next time he takes a big hit or someone falls on him as he goes to the turf?
Right now, we're talking to Dr. David Chow. He is at Pro Football Doc on Twitter, just trying to learn a little bit more about Hollywood Brown as he is scheduled to practice again for the Kansas City Chiefs. Dr. Chow, just based on how the Chiefs usually handle these things, I'm thinking that Hollywood obviously doesn't play this week. I would say he's a question to play next week against the Houston Texans, but I'm looking at the game against the Steelers maybe as his return date. It just doesn't seem realistic to me for any player that you're basically not going to play in the regular season, not practice, not do any of those things, and then show up for the postseason kind of ready to roll here. I think it's really important that Hollywood play in a couple of
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Regular season games.
Well, I think it's important that he play because, you know, you got to get in the flow of this year's offense, right? I know Andy Reid is great, and you always got Patrick Mahomes as a guy who can get the ball to anybody, but yeah, you do need to play. You need to get into playing shape, and you need to work through muscle acclimation injuries because this really is the start of his season. Look, I think it's probably a long shot that he plays this week, although not impossible. I think next week is probably the target, but he's not going to go and run 70 routes his first time out, right? He's going to get worked into the system over the next few weeks. And the good news is he's going to be ready to go well ahead of the playoffs. And that is obviously a good sign for the Chiefs.
We had another doctor on earlier in the year, and he basically just said, aside from this shoulder, he's perfectly fine. So right now, it is more of a confidence in his arm and really a conditioning thing more than anything. There was nothing else, I guess, quote, wrong with Hollywood.
Well, I think Hollywood would tell you that he feels great. And, and he's in early season form in terms of his body isn't beat up, et cetera. I expect there to be video of him performing very well at practice. There isn't going to be any limitation on his shoulder at all. The worry is what happens if he gets tackled by two other players and gets landed on. That's the concern that, you know, you need to have. He's been cleared by the doctor, so hopefully he's good to go.
Right now, we're getting a little bit more information from Dr. David Chow. Just a couple more questions here. Let's talk about DJ Humphreys. It looks like he's doubtful with a hamstring injury. Is this just a regular routine run-of-the-mill hamstring injury, or is this in any way kind of related to the ACL tear that he was coming back from and just not being in, quote, football shape?
Well, you know, it depends on what you call related. Is it directly related to the ACL? No. Is it indirectly related to the ACL? Maybe, based on compensation. Left knee, obviously the Chiefs need help in tackle. You guys all know that. And they brought in DJ Humphreys. But last week was week one of his season. And we know early season, and this is why you have a training camp, this is really his first, quote, preseason game, if you really want to talk about it that way. You tend to potentially get early season muscle acclimation injuries, and I would put this hamstring into that category. Now, how severe is it? I don't know. I haven't seen the MRI. But part of it is the team's desire to get him back and get him ramped up, and unfortunately, this happened. It happens not uncommonly among the 53 players, but I don't think this is a setback to his ACL, and I would think that he projects once again to get better well ahead of the playoffs. The question is when. I don't think this week is realistic. Probably not next week either. But if he can get some continuity with that offensive line ahead of the playoffs, that would be a huge plus.
Dr. Chow, based on what you described, is that also a concern for Hollywood Brown and Steven Nelson? Because these are two guys who are coming in cold, so to speak, as well. Could they be susceptible to the same kind of injury?
You know, any athlete can be, but, you know, when you're playing left tackle, you're a little more prone to, you know, you have to react to the defense. Whereas, you know, let's say Hollywood Brown, he can sort of dictate where his routes are going. So there's a little bit of a benefit for Hollywood Brown. Obviously, Nelson is a different story as well.
I guess last question here is related to Harrison Butker. It looks like he is now back to practicing as well, getting off the injured reserve. Do you think his knee injury is going to have any long-term effects? The Chiefs have won a lot of games either by them kicking a field goal or blocking another field goal, so special teams is obviously going to be important heading into the postseason.
No question about it. Obviously, Harrison Butker has been great for the Chiefs, very clutch. And I don't think this knee injury is significant to the point where he's not going to return. He's definitely going to return. The one caveat is, as a kicker, there's only – well, I guess you guys have Justin Reed, so technically you guys have two. But most teams only have one kicker. And if the kicker isn't 100%, it's very difficult to go into an active roster with one kicker without a backup, right? And – you know, you saw what happened to the Giants and Graham Gano earlier this year when they went into a game where he wasn't 100%. He got hurt on the opening kickoff, and they lost that game because they didn't have a field goal kicker. Now, the Chiefs are smarter than that. They're not going to do that if he's not ready to go. And maybe they have the luxury of having Justin Reed being able to do a little bit here and there if Butker or something happened to him in-game. But I still anticipate the Chiefs will be cautious.
That is Dr. David Chow joining us on the show today. He was a former NFL team doctor for 17 years. You can also follow him on Twitter at ProFootballDoc. Just keeping us updated on all the injury news for Kansas City as they head into the final month of regular season games as they prepare for the postseason. Dr. Chow, happy holidays. Thanks a lot for popping on today.
Absolutely, and I root for the Chiefs because my son, he's now 12. His favorite player is, of course, Patrick Mahomes, which a young boy isn't. And so he roots hard for the Chiefs, so I have a penchant to root for the Chiefs as well. We actually went to the Super Bowl against the Eagles the year before in Phoenix.
Well, look at that. I mean, you know, that's how you start a young fan. He's a Chiefs fan. He got to go to a Super Bowl, and he saw a pretty dynamic game.
Oh, yeah, it was great. He's a big-time Chiefs fan. You know, he's got the Chiefs gear and whatever. And, you know, San Diego, we lost our football team. And so, you know, he doesn't mind Justin Herbert, but, you know, Patrick Mahomes is his favorite. And he started when he was like 8 or 9 loving Patrick Mahomes. And what little boy doesn't love Patrick Mahomes, huh?
Absolutely. That is Dr. David Chow joining us on the show. Thanks, Doc.
Thank you. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.